Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for listening and logging in to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com. On our program today, Relationship Marketing with Email. It'll bring you much stronger and better credibility. Niche Marketing, everything you need to know on finding your niche. And then in our Ask Andy segment, a few follow-up questions to Windows 7. He's discussed that the last few weeks. We've had some questions on that. And he'll also talk about MiFi. We all know what Wi-Fi is, but he'll tell us what MiFi is. And then he'll talk about privacy and software. So quite a bit to cover today. Want to talk about relationship with emails. Let's take a look at why email marketing is so effective in the internet marketing industry. Email marketing is one of the fastest ways to gain leverage on the internet. Because you all compose email, you need to customize it to suit the reader, their first name or last name, and click the broadcast button to reach thousands of people instantly. Email marketing is highly scalable, unlike other online businesses, where the more customers you have, the busier you are in email marketing. It's much easier because regardless of the size of your mailing list, whether it's 100 or 1,000 or 10,000, all you need to do is click the broadcast and everyone on your list gets notified, all the same effort. So it's very important and, of course, a key role in your marketing efforts. Email marketing is highly targeted. One of the reasons why email marketing is highly effective at getting sales is because the recipient of the email gets the kind of in-your-face promotion. You're marketing directly to the customer through their personal mailbox. Not only will you grab their attention firmly, and they'll need to respond with the message, and the right buyers have the mindset because they are marketed to directly. And email marketing is personal. Autoresponders allow you to customize the email in such a way that it allows you to connect with the subscriber individually on a personal basis. And the more personalized your email, the better the results. You'll treat it as if you're writing a note to your best friend. You can automate many tasks with your autoresponder. For every new opt-in subscriber, you can time your emails for you to build a relationship with every opt-in customer. What to send them, when to send them, how to send them, and the frequency between emails. Email marketing acts as a good pre-sell. You don't want to cram sales letters into your email. That's just not going to work. But you can pre-sell your subscribers, and you can lead them to your blog, lead them to a sales letter, lead them to a website to check out what you have to offer, and let them, in the right frame of mind, purchase and look at what you have. So you need to not use email as sales because it just isn't going to build credibility for you. You need to use it as informational. Give them a good tip. Give them good information and then talk about your product. Then give them another tip. And then a couple days later, some more tips and mention your product. Then direct them to your blog or direct them to your website. Take a look at this if you have time. So it's just a good way to build up the rapport with your customers so they'll be glad to see an email from you. If you do it too much, though, you're going to turn them off. Oh, I don't want to hear from them again. We're going to talk about building relationships. And if you build a relationship, you develop the competitive edge. One of the most important things you must do to achieve success online is to build that solid relationship with your subscriber. Building a relationship is important because it can make the difference between making a sale and losing it to your competitor. And oftentimes, if they don't purchase from you the first or second time, they don't return to your website. So you want to make sure you make it so that you have a good relationship with them. You see, just like in real life, if you had to choose between a friend who provides a service like car repair or a stranger that offers the same thing, you tend to go with the friend, at least someone you know you have a little bit of trust in. Why? Because I'd rather give my friend the business than a stranger. So it's the same way with email. It's building a relationship with your customers. Email marketing can be quite competitive, though. Therefore, when two marketers are promoting the same product, and that often happens, having a strong rapport with your subscribers will give you the competitive edge. So don't think you're the only one advertising this item, unless it's your own personal item that nobody else has. But oftentimes you're selling other items that other people can sell. So you need to take that personal care of your customers, because when they see these two items side by side, they're going to go for you because that's the name they recognize. And it's also important to make your email address the name of your company or something where it'll be related to what you're selling, so that they'll remember it when they see it. Oh, that's the person I usually deal with, or that's the person that does that. If it's just some obscure name, it's not going to register with them. And so when they have two people to choose from, they're going to go with the name that makes more sense to them or ones they think they've seen before. During a massive launch online where high-ticket items are being sold and tons of marketers are sending emails about the same idea, and this often happens when somebody's launching something new or some new product or a new Nintendo machine is coming out or a new game is coming out. You get lots of emails of people sending out the same information, wanting you to buy from them. So that's why it's important to have a relationship with those customers, and also it's a good thing to add a bonus, or what we could call a bribe, to get them to purchase from you. So sell the Wi-Fi game, but also add something else in it, some information about the game, some cheat sheet about the game, or if you buy this game, you get another game at half price, something that will entice them because that's what people like. Why are Sunday papers full of ads and coupons? It forces them to go to a store and purchase it. Maybe it's not any cheaper than another store, but the coupon gives them 50 cents off, half price off, a dollar off, and it makes them happy. So offering them a bonus really makes a big, big difference. Or if you have a CD of something you can put together and offer with your product, is really important. It gives them something tangible to have. Sometimes three or more would be pitching the same offer at the same time, and so you need to question what's going to make my email look better to somebody else. What's going to make it stand out? What's going to make them want to purchase from me as opposed to purchasing from some other marketer? Once again, if you have built a strong relationship with your subscriber, they will be on your side. They will purchase from you because they will be comfortable purchasing from you because you have the guarantee and they know they can, again, return it if it doesn't work. And we talked about the other week, the 365-day guarantee is a great way to do anything. It seems like forever, and it seems like, well, I don't want to do that because I open up my bank account way too long to offer a refund. But after 100 days, you're not going to get anybody asking for that refund. But when somebody purchases and say, oh, 365 days of guarantee, it's just going to make a big difference. And really, 365 days sounds much better than 1 year. There's a larger number. There's psychological difference there. 1 year, 365 days. So certainly give them that option again. Some tips on building rapport with your subscriber. One of the best ways to build a relationship with your subscriber is to strengthen the rapport between you and your customers. A few ways of doing that. Keep in touch with your mailing list often. Not every day. Every day you're going to bog them down. They're going to say, oh, there's that mail again. I don't want it. They're going to click it off. Be sure not to mail them only when you're selling something, only when you have something to sell or something to hype. Mail them other times. Like I said, mail them information. Give them something to help them, something that will be a benefit to them. And so when they do see your email, they'll think, oh, here's something that may help me or be of benefit. Also, ask about their needs or concern. Send a questionnaire. There's several websites you can go to that allow you to put together a questionnaire or a link where they can go to your questionnaire and answer the questions. It does two things. It gives you information about what the customers want, but now it makes them a part of your organization. They are giving you information. And they're going to remember that, well, I was a part of this. So you make them active. You almost make them a social viral aspect of your marketing system. So don't ignore questionnaires and surveys because they're very important. It builds a good relationship between you and your customers. Send them gifts. It can be a free report. It can be some templates if they're selling something, in some particular item, niche rather. Send them some headers or graphics or something. That there's a lot of graphic pages you can purchase out there on a PLR or a master resale rights. And purchase one for $15, $20 and send it out to 20, 30 people. And you'll build up a rapport there. Sure, it's going to cost you $15, $20, but you're going to get that back from customers coming to you to purchase as opposed to Joe down the street. And be personal. Let them see your human side of your personal life. It sure beats dry, stale emails that talk about product launches all day long. So put something personal in there about the weather, about where you live, about what you're doing. Don't make it a sugary type thing, but just let them know that you're human, that you're doing things, you went to this seminar on something, and then give them some information. Also, probably the most important is to be educational. When you impart something of value to your subscribers, they will see you as a teacher and listen to what you say. So when you do send them that email that tells them to go to your site, they're going to pay more attention. You know, what do teachers do? They build up a rapport with their students, and all of a sudden they say, do this, and students jump up and do it. So you want to treat the customers the same way. Spoon feed them into your avenue so that they follow you. This will come in handy when you want them to listen to you and buy something from you. So give them information and tell them good things, good facts, informational things. Credibility. You need to establish yourself as an authority. When you take a look at the average Joe on the street, you may think that there is nothing special about them until they step up on the podium and start talking. Then you say, wow, I didn't know that was a speaker. I'm surprised. If you want to succeed at internet marketing of any product, you must be able to instill stronger credibility to your subscribers by establishing yourself as an authority in your niche market. For example, when you're talking about making money through product launches, you must let your subscribers know about your credibility either before or after they opt into your mailing list. We talked about it before, about looking up if you're in the area of health or bodybuilding. Find a PLR product out there that is a book that you can put together, change the title, change a few things in there, add your hyperlinks and your name, and you have become an authority. Believe me, it's amazing when you have a book out and you are considered an author, the difference that that makes. Here's a few tips to establish your credibility. Talk about your experiences online and offline. If you've run an offline business before, use it to establish your credibility as a business builder, one that can deal with people, deal with problems, deal with supplies. If you've been in sales or marketing before, use it to establish your credibility as a copywriter. Show them screenshots of how much money you've made online. Now, that's kind of overkill at this point, but it does help some people. Some people want to see visually what they can accomplish and how they can do this. So that's another way of doing it. Let others tell the story. Testimonials are so important, and there's a lot of ways to get testimonials, and we have a afternoon coming up, we're going to talk about testimonials and how to get them. They're very valuable. Believe me, they're very valuable. Also, a little tip to you, join these forums that they have for marketers of different types of internet products. Join a forum and tell them you would be open to write a testimonial for a product. What it does is two things. It allows you to get a product usually free, and then you play with it, work with it, use it, and then you write a testimonial for it, and it also gives you your name out there in a couple different websites as somebody who is credible on something. So testimonials are good from both aspects, one for you to have on your website and another one for you to be someone who writes a testimonial. People are looking for people to testimonial. Also, often when a product is coming out, a month or two ahead of time, they'll send out in these forms messages, I need some testimonials. I need some people to test this product. And that's where you can grab onto the product, usually get it for free. And if you like the product, you get to keep it. If your testimony comes back that you really don't like it, and they'll tell you up front, then send the copy back. But you can be a strong part of it, and it gives you credibility. And by having testimonials on your website, it's going to give you testimony, give you credibility. But the testimonials have to be factual and have to be honest. And you need to have a link and an internal link. You can't make up names, and you can't do it if somebody doesn't want you to do it, but it's very easy to get testimonials out there. So don't overlook testimonials. Then use an e-course to build your credibility over time. People may not be impressed at first glance. Sometimes it takes a few emails for people to recognize your capabilities. But one way you can build great credibility fast is to write an e-course. And you can write an e-course very easily by buying a PLR product for $10, $15, or have one write something for you. Then take those 20 or 30 pages and cut them up into 5 or 6 different lessons, give each one a title, change an overall broad title, and put them in your autoresponder and give it for free. Here's an email, a course for free on how to train your dog. Then you send them with the autoresponder every 2 or 3 days another lesson. This is lesson 3 on how to train your dog. It all of a sudden gives you a lot of credibility because here you're imparting them information, you're giving them knowledge, and they see your emails, they want to look at your emails, and when you send them a follow-up email about a product you're selling for whatever department you're selling in, then they want to look at it because they think it could be another email course or it could be something else. And what to do is rotate those courses. Then don't have a course for several months or a month, and then pick up that same list and start a brand new e-course and send them to it. So you're constantly giving them information. And that's how you build up credibility. And it's so important. There's so much out there, so much money out there, but it's funneled to very few. It's not a broad picture. That's why when you search something, whether it's on the Google or Yahoo, you get all those returns. You know there's 57 pages down the line, somebody's got a website that's not showing up. Well, they're not getting orders. But even if you're buried 67 pages in, if you get these emails and get an e-course and build credibility, they're going to bookmark your website when they get it in these email courses because they want more courses. They want more information. So it's a great way to do that. It's very easy to do and very inexpensive to build these e-courses, and it gives you authority. Some of the common mistakes people make, things that you must avoid at all cost, spamming. We've talked about this many, many times. Be careful about spamming. You need to put in there an opt-out link. So if they don't want any more mails from you, they click that link at the bottom and it wipes out. Now, every autoresponder, at least that I know of, and the top 8 or 10 that I know of, they all automatically put that in because it's a legal requirement. But it is not spam because you're giving them the idea that they can opt out at any time. So that's important. You can send out 500 emails. That's not spamming. But if you don't allow them to get out, it is. And if you steal those emails from somebody that just got them, that's spamming. You need to have them opt in. So on your website, you need to have somebody logged in with their name and email address, or you go to a company that sells email addresses that have opt-in lists. If you have an opt-in list and an opt-out link, it will not be spamming. Now, sometimes it'll go into your email will pick up a word or something in the keywords that'll trigger that, we think this is spam, and they'll throw it in your spam folder. You can whitelist that, and we'll talk about that some other time, so that it doesn't go into spam. But I suggest also you check your spam folder every so often and just scan down real quickly, because sometimes you'll find out there's an email from some friend in there that's spamming. Well, they said something in the first line or in the information box of especially the word free, as we said, will trigger spamming that will make people think it's the company or the web program think it's a spam. These aren't humans. They're web programs. So they see certain things and they flag it as a spam. So check your spam every so often. Eliminate, delete all the spam. So every time you go in there every day or two, you can certainly scan through them with your eyes very easily. Mail to them only when you're selling something. That's a no-no. That's something you don't want to do. You want to email them at different times with information, not just when you want to sell something. So you might sell something every 3 weeks, but those times in between, email them something that would be of benefit to them, or just, hello, how are you doing? Or, I have a question for you. Would you like a program in software or a program in digital form or a CD or DVD that's mailed to you? Just to get them emotionally, physically, and mentally involved with your organization. Again, don't rush your emails. Don't just pound them every day or twice a day with some information about a product. Getting back to these emails you buy, if you buy them from some companies that send out emails, they only allow you to send out every 24 or 48 hours because they're aware of that also. Some people get upset, well, I want to mail to that list 20 times a day. Well, you can't. You can only mail every 24, 48 hours, and that's a good rule to have. If you don't mail for a long period of time, that's a no-no also. You should mail them often. Don't sit back and don't do it for a month, because when you've not mailed for a month, you're starting over brand new. You've got to build that credibility. Not every day, not every other day, every 3 days, maybe every week if you're giving something of value, but don't just mail when you want something, because we all have people who use us, and we know that very rapidly. You learn that quickly. You're going to learn the same thing with people in emails. You're using me, so I don't want to do business with you. And not relating to your subscribers, that's important. If you just send out things of what you're selling, it's not good. You want personal feedback from them if you can. And just asking them how you're doing, or in this time of where people have a hard time getting money or having a job, ask just a nice friendly letter. How are you doing? Are you getting along with these personal difficult times? And it sounds silly, but again, it's like someone coming into a brick and mortar store. You're making your name useful to them. You want to be a part of their life, and they want to be a part of your life. In a nutshell, by building relationships through email is not anything but trust. Trust, trust, trust. The more a person trusts you, the easier it is to get them to go to your website, and the easier it is to get them to purchase from you. And that's what the bottom line is. You need customers to purchase from you, and they'll do this once they learn to trust you. So use your emails effectively and use them so that they will be of benefit to you. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.